Reading this morning from the Holy Word of God is from the General Epistle of James, reading a part of chapter 1. Read the first 17 verses in chapter 1 of the General Epistle of James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, a greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Just reading those few verses in this first chapter, the words of verse 6 that drew my spirit to read this and to speak a few things at this prayer meeting. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Reminded, of course, as we come once more to seek the Lord's mercies and to plead with him for help and for that great blessing of wisdom, how we need the grace of faith in exercise or with those believing views of God's ability, God's wondrous love that is willing to give what he is pleased to give us to desire in spiritual things, that it may be for our eternal good. We need to be kept, of course, from those askings that are not according to his will, that we later read of in this epistle, that we may consume them upon our own evil ways and thoughts. Here, speaking of this steadfastness in the way of faith, and how we need those enlarged views of our God in heaven, the Almighty himself, who is indeed to be found hearing the cry of his people, in that willingness to hear that cry and to send the answer in his own time and way. And that is the trying of our faith that we have read of, how faith believes in that ability, but what grace it needs to wait and to watch for the time of the answer, the time of the Lord's appearing. And the Lord knoweth the needs that we have and when we are to be given those needs to be supplied. So may we be encouraged in this word before us. It is a word of instruction. Let us let him ask in faith. Of course, it is what the Lord Jesus Christ himself has taught, that he that asketh, believing that he shall receive, shall indeed receive that from God himself. And even to those great wonders that he could speak of, things being removed, mountains cast into the sea. The Lord Jesus spake it, of course, when he cursed a fig tree and it withered away. And he referred to his disciples who marvelled at what had taken place, to show them that there was that same power of God to help the souls of his dear people facing their impossibilities. And as we come with that great impossibility of our own sinful heart, our own wandering mind, that when we are commanded to do good and right, we find the opposite is found within us. Oh, how wonderful there is one that is able to watch over and preserve us and keep us from the power that is in sin in our hearts, and to give that which is according to his gracious favour, his own preserving mercy to our souls. I know that we had that enabling to ask in faith. The apostle then refers to the pathway of a way of trial, of temptation, that we are not to be discouraged because it is so, because in it is appointed the patient waiting of faith, their patience having a perfect work, that faith believes in that ability, but also in the greatness of God who is sovereign, who will do so at his time and in his way. And not left to our own misunderstanding that thinks it can command God to move on our behalf. God moves because of the love that he has in his heart to his dear people. And that love has appointed the time when he will surely appear. And oh, may it be to us a time of love when we meet together and the word is precious to our souls. And what our souls long for, he is pleased to give to us, giving us the ear to hear him, to clothe the word with power that is spoken forth. And in this pathway, then the soul will feel its great lack of wisdom. What are we to do? How are we to continue? And so we are instructed then to ask of God. Ask in this spirit then of unwavering faith, not in indecision or doubtfulness. Can it really be so that God can answer and give what I so need? But in that humble way, pleading that it may be according to his will, according to his word. And there is the resting place of faith in the unchanging word of God. That word of promise that cannot fail. What a word that was to dear Moses when he said to him, "Certainly, I will be with thee." And how he must have rested upon that word, "certainly," so many times in going unto Pharaoh, in speaking to the children of Israel. So many things that did not seem to come to pass as they should have done. But God was faithful, and his faith has promised. And if we come again this morning, how we need to rest in him that is faithful. He cannot deny himself that has spoken in his word. And may that be the resting place of our faith. Lord, thou saidst, thou hast spoken, it is written, and therefore thou wilt bring it to pass. And thereby is that enabling to ask for this blessed gift of wisdom, spiritual wisdom. It is the Lord Jesus Christ to be given to us, who is our wisdom and our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption, our all. And he brings the blessings of God to us. So And may he favour us with his Spirit to be poured upon us in asking in faith, though we be so poor, so needy, and so helpless. He is able, and he is the one that faileth not. We may be then humble under his mighty hand. How these things are to bring us with those lower views of ourselves and brought lower and lower. So may the Lord help us in praying together for the blessings of the Spirit, wisdom to be given to us, that he may give as the word speaks liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Does not turn away that one, saying we ought to know it, when he knows we have the need to be taught again and again. What a gracious teacher he is, how loving he is to hear so the cries then of his dear people. And may we be favoured with his Spirit to draw out our hearts to him in casting every care upon him. And each soul find the sweet blessing of the Spirit in liberty to cast every care upon him, for he careth for you. May God so bless his word and enable us to seek his face. James, would you lead us in prayer this morning, please?